Well, we come to the end of one year and the beginning of another, and I thought maybe we get excited about beginnings, don't we? All the liberal politicians come up with this great plan, and they, with great hoopla, get the thing passed, and then it doesn't work. Peter's out, and costs us lots of money, and we can't get rid of it. So the end is really a lot worse than the beginning. So if we can evaluate something, better is the end than the beginning. And this comes from Ecclesiastes 7:8, Solomon's great words of wisdom. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Often we can become proud as we begin a new project. But the patient spirit going on, following through, the end is better than the beginning. So I wanted to just give you some thoughts to carry with you the end of this year and the beginning of the next. The example of the diamond. Look at the miner who finds a piece of rock in the ground. And he, like Jesus, sees something in it that the others do not see. He rejoices in his find. Maybe the person next to him goes, "Yay, you found a rock. Great." But he takes it to the lapidary. That's a guy who has a lap. No, lapid has come from stones. Like the believer in the hands of the Holy Spirit, the diamond in the rough is in the hands of the jeweler, is chiseled and changed. He ends up cutting on all sides. It, if it were to evaluate itself, might be whining and crying because it seems to lose much of itself. This is the way I am. This is the way I've always been. Yet all that is lost is the worthless and ugly clothing of its natural habitat. And the work continues until all of its natural clothing is finally cut away to find what is deep inside. Now, with every trial and testing, the diamond is transformed. In the end, it emerges a thing of beauty unrivaled in nature. The wealthy of the world now desire it and long for it. The king wants it to adorn his crown. The millionaire desires it to honor his beloved wife, or perhaps his own fingers. A glittering ray flashes from the very stone that was so severely vexed by the lapidary. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. If you've seen pictures of, or actually seen the diamonds in the rough, you wouldn't say that it's worth anything. You would be mistaken, but you wouldn't make a brooch out of it, put it on the end of a necklace and look at it, and people say, "What's wrong with you?" But in the end, it's beautiful. I want you to think of the example of Jesus. During the Christmas season, we focused on the birth of Jesus in a stable. His royal cradle was an animal feed trough. We sometimes say manger, and it sounds like a wonderful thing, but it's a feed trough, hay in it. The king in Jerusalem sent soldiers to kill him, but God gave him refuge in Egypt, as he had done for Jacob's family. His beginning was miraculous, but humble. Although he went about doing good and healing, yet men despised and rejected him. His first coming characterized him as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But look now at his end. He rides in wrath upon those who damage and kill his brothers and sisters. He conquers his enemies, establishes a glorious kingdom that lasts 1,000 years. He shows himself glorious and merciful. He gathers his chosen believers around him and glorifies them as well. The ultimate king and victor. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. Third example, the example of the sinner saved by grace. See, the sinner who starts clothed in filth, led by ignorance. Look how proud he is of his accomplishments. He's a creeping worm. He looks at other creeping worms and he says, "You should bow to me." He says, "Aren't you amazed at my beauty?" Then, in a look of faith upon his dying Savior, he is wrapped in the chrysalis of Christ's sacrificial death to begin his metamorphosis. Chrysalis, that's that web that the caterpillar puts around himself. He seems to disappear from all that he was. That's because he is hidden in Christ. Now look again at the sinner saved by grace. The Lord Jesus Christ returns in the air to receive him to himself, and he is transformed and eternally delivered from the wrappings of death. Now the beautiful butterfly he transformed into a creature of beauty. He ends in the beauty of holiness and Christ-likeness. He ends in the perfect fellowship of eternal love. And so ultimately, better is the end of a thing than its beginning. So we will rejoice in that.